Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Message of Christ Church. 6 a.m. Mega Prayer is brought to you by the Message of Christ Church with Pastor Sylvia Staples. He's the senior pastor for the Message of Christ Church. We ask you to call in and to invite someone else to call in every morning at 6 o'clock a.m. for our mega prayer at area code 641-715-3670 and enter the access code of 420123. We also would like for you to use our alternative number and pass that number out as well if they cannot get into our main conference line number of 641-715-3670. Our alternate teleconference line number is 518-333.
This conference is being recorded.
1529. Again, our alternative teleconference number that we would like for you to give out is 518-333-1529. And our access code, again, is 420-123-pound. We thank you all for joining in with us this morning. If anyone desires prayer at any given time, you can text or leave a message on our number at 773-609-2071. Again, that's 773-609-2071. If you would like to contact our ministry by way of internet, you can contact us at messageofchrist.net. Again, that's messageofchrist.net, messageofchrist.net. And we also would like for you to email us at messageofchrist@yahoo.com, messageofchrist@yahoo.com. And also you can mail into the ministry at Message of Christ Church, P.O. Box 390-762, Chicago, Illinois, 60639. Again, we thank you for joining in with us. We would like for you to also save the date. Well, actually, I can't give you the date right now, but we will be coming up with our winter prayer sabbatical. So we would like for you to just be looking out for a date for our winter prayer camp. Winter prayer camp, a sabbatical. At this time, we're going to just go to God in prayer. At this time, we're going to draw our minds in and go to God in prayer at this time. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, telling you thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because this is the day that you have made for us to rejoice and to be glad in it, God. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up early this morning, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Early shall we seek you, O God, in this morning, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for just being an awesome God. We thank you for being our healing God. We thank you for being our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for being our great counselor, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for just being all that you are in our lives, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, because you have made us and not we ourselves, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you told us to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are thankful unto you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are blessing your name this morning, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us continue to bless your name, Father God, all the days of our lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you just continue to allow us, O God, to keep your word in our heart, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will not sin against you, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Allow us to write your word, tables of our heart, Heavenly Father, that we might not sin against you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for continuing, Lord God, to give us your grace and your mercy, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we woke up this morning, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we tell you thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, down and in to make a prayer, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the activities of our limbs, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you for the roof over our head, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for providing roofs over the heads of those that don't have any shelter, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for providing meals for those that don't have meals, oh Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for providing water for those that don't have anything to drink, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just being our provider, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for supplying all of our needs according to your riches and glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We continue to give you glory, honor, and praise, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Because we realize that we didn't have to be here, oh Heavenly Father, this morning. And we tell you thank you, Lord God, because you allow us to wake up this morning, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you allowed us to down and to make a prayer, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping our sound mind, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us a mind of love, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, a mind of peace, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you're good, Father God. You're merciful, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for continuing to heal sick bodies, oh, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, continuing to raise the dead, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing hands, oh, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you continue to heal, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you continue to heal minds, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you continue to transform minds, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we would continue to keep our minds stayed on you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would keep us in your perfect peace, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we continue to trust in you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we trust in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We continue to trust in you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, and we ask that you look upon all of those, Father God, that are behind prison walls, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, all those that are in captivity this morning, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you look upon them, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. All of those that are addicted on some type of drugs, Father God, some type of alcohol, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you break all addictions this morning, Father God, sex addictions, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, gambling addictions, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you break all addictions, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will all put our trust in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to put our trust in you, Father God. We want to continue to keep our trust in you, Father God, and only in you we trust, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we thank you, Lord God. We just continue to thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. We just continue to thank you, Lord God. Just continue to allow us to thank you throughout this day, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, continuing to bless your name throughout this day, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us continue to bless you, Lord, at all times, Father God. And let your praise continually be in our mouths, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we will glorify you in all that we say and do, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We do pray. Amen, and thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Again, we thank you for joining in with us today here on our mega prayer. This is our testimony week. This is our testimony week. So we are going forth and giving thanks and praises to God for all that he has done for us, and just giving God the praise for who he is. We just giving God the praise for who he is. Because it is God that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So we just want to give God praise because it is he that has made us. It is he that has created the earth. So we just want to give God glory and praise that we are able to live, to move, and to have our being. And we just want to give him thanks and praises and allow someone else to know that God is and that God can and God will. Just to encourage someone. So we're going forth in our testimony week, and if anyone desires to come in and give God glory, honor, and praise and testify of his goodness, you can come in at this time. You don't have to start 6 in. You can just come in and give your praise report, your testimony at this time. The line is open for testimony, so please just come right in and give your praise report, your testimony this morning. Testimony week. Anyone would like to give a testimony, a praise report, please just come right on in. We are giving God praise and thanks for what he has already done in our lives this week. So please come right on in with your testimony. You don't have to start 6, just come right in with your testimony. Do we have anyone that would like to give a praise report or testimony
morning. This morning?
Good morning. God bless you, Mother Judy.
I have a testimony. I don't want to lay and don't give my testimony. The Lord will not be pleased with me. I was on a 40-day fast. My fast ended like the 5th of November. And my daughter and her husband, you know, they had a divorce, a really bad divorce. And she had 3 kids. She lived in Georgia. And they've been battling back and forth. He was staying in the condo for about 8 years, and he wasn't paying the bills, you know, the mortgage, the water, the association fee, etc. Long story short. So she was so depressed because, you know, everything was in her name, too. It was messing her credit up. She was going so much, the bank took it over, and foreclosure, and the whole work. But, you know, I went in fasting and prayer, and my God, I'm telling you, God is so good. She called me yesterday, and she said, Mama, thank God for praying, Mother. I said, what?
Thank you.
I have good news to tell you. She said the real estate, I have a buyer for the condo. The real estate got an offer. It was like 160, but they took an offer for 150. And she said, Mom, I can't believe it. I said, yeah, because I was in fasting, and I was praying for someone to buy that condo. She put on the market in August, and in 3 months, somebody bought it. I'm just here to tell God, thank you so much for answering this prayer, because she felt so better. She said, Mom, now my credit, you know, and stuff like that, I don't have to worry no more, you know. And it's the stress she was going through, because her husband was staying there, moving, wasn't paying no bill, taking it over. She had to go to court, came all the way up here to put him out. It was such a mess. But I just thank God now that, you know, She got an offer on it, and she's more at ease now. So I just want to share this testimony. Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. We sure thank you for coming forth with that wonderful testimony, Mother Judy. And I'm just, as you were speaking, I just remembered the scripture when you were speaking about the guy that worked it out for your daughter. And I wanted to get the scripture for you. And it's a very familiar scripture. And I usually know where to go and get it right quick. But my mind is not allowing me right now to remember where it is. And this is a scripture that I love, and I always, you know, quote it. And I just cannot remember, but I'm just going to just tell you what it says. I want to make sure that I give you every word that it says, though, because I don't want to just be going off the top of my mind telling you something, because Lord, bring it back to my remembrance in Jesus' name. Bring it back to my remembrance in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So good.
He is so good. And I'm not really sure, but I want to say that I shared it with you when you was on the call before, like when you had asked for prayer. And I just remember, I think I told you that all things work together for the good. Of those who love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. That's the scripture that I thought about when you was giving your testimony. So God is going to always work things out for our good. He's going to always work it out for our good. So
right.
You just have to remember that God is going to always work things out for your good, because you do love him and you are to call according to his purpose. So I thank God for that wonderful testimony that you just came forth with. If there's anyone else desire to come right on in with their testimony for this morning, please come forth with your testimony. You don't have to start 6 in. You can just come right in and give your testimony this morning. Is that someone trying to come in with their testimony? You can come right on in with it. You don't have to start 6. Just come in and give your praise before the testimony.
Good morning, Sister Yolanda.
Good morning, Sister Yolanda. God bless you.
God bless you, too. I just want to give a praise report. We was praying for the company that I work for. And when you said everything works together for the good of God, I love God's people, even the ones who have not fully submitted, because he will always show you how humble and patient you have to be with these people. And I work in a facility that services disabled and seniors. And we were praying. I asked for prayer for the company because of what my eyes were seeing. And we always have to remember that God shows us things spiritual, even though it's not what we look at. You know, we walk by faith. So all the time, I'm like, I haven't been in faith in my job. Like, it was things that I thought I was there for. Like, it's the same type of company that I want to establish. So I'm like, I'm there spectating, trying to see how to operate. But I kind of got selfish. So I was thinking about why I was there and not thinking about why God wanted me there. So when he began to show me, that's what I had asked prayer for. And I had seen some things, how up in corporate, how they don't really realize the hands-on things that's going on. to keep their money or their funding as they're looking at their individual to keep revenue. But it was something different than that. So that prayer that went forth, he's clearing his house out that I live, that I work in. It's a facility, it's a group home. He's clearing the house out as far as the workers, and he's making it available for those who love God, for those who have a heart for these people. And I say all that to say, because even the thing that don't look good, even the thing that doesn't look like it's for God's good or God's people, he will show you and send you what it is that you need so that you can stay in his perfect peace, so that you can keep the commandments that you always, you know, vow to serve.
Thank you, Lord.
Just an encouragement to all the listeners. Just stand in the faith. The faith that God has told you to the expected end. Even though I used to forget it, I prayed for things. I used to go in so much in prayer. And I forget to expect the end of that thing and be looking up like it happened. But it happened because it was time to happen. It wasn't time to happen when I prayed for it, but when I developed or I became that person to bear more fruit, or we become them people to bear much weight, that's when those things started manifesting. So I just want to thank God for those that pray, the ministry that pray, even for my son. He want to come back home and live with me. So now I got to my pastor, so he's going to walk them three flights. But I said right now I need somewhere for him to go right now, because he's not walking literally. He's not walking physically, but I'm just believing God, his spiritual walk, to speak to those who are in wheelchairs. I had a beautiful prophetic speaking for me and my son yesterday, and the young lady didn't know that my son was on the phone, and she just spoke that my son is nation. He's been called to the nation of people, or nation of young men that are dealing with the same situation, or the nation of young men in this city of Chicago that are losing their lives. And she was like, he's not going to come to them walking physically. He coming in his situation in their wheelchair, because they need to see a miracle. They need to see how much God can perform things, even when we looking at a thing and it don't look like what it is. So those two things, I just thank God for. I thank God for just living testimonies, because if it's not a living word, then what is it that you're holding on to? What
are
you holding on to if you're not seeing the actual result? You say faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things seen. Well, our faith shows us the future. I know about everything that he done told me about. It's not coming as a surprise anymore. It used to, and I used to run from it. But now that I'm grounded and now that I'm anchored in what it is that he has called me to be, he's showing me more. So I just thank God for you, and I thank God for Mr. Christ.
I have for you. Yes, God can do anything. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you for that powerful testimony. And I did find that scripture, this Romans 8 and 28. It said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I just wanted to locate that scripture, because I know, like I said, I knew it was Romans 8, and I just couldn't remember 28. But I was determined to get that scripture for you all. So I thank God for allowing me to find it before we get off of this line, because I wanted to share it. And if there's anyone else would like to come in with a testimony at this time, you can do so at this time. God, for that testimony. Amen. If there's anyone else that would like to.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So far, with all the beautiful testimonies, and I tell you that scripture is so, so good. Amen. All things. Yeah. You just say something. All things work together. That's one of my favorite scriptures that I quote often, even when encouraging others. I said, he said, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and is performed according to his purpose. And we just thank God on this moment that he's manifesting. Amen. Praise God. Sister Brooks, I enjoy your testimony. Amen. Brother Judy, I enjoy every testimony when I hear of the goodness of God and what he's doing in the lives of the believers. Amen. And I know on yesterday I was just bubbling over with my testimonies. Amen.
Come on.
But I think that is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And when we hold on to the word of God, amen, and we know that, amen, praise God, hallelujah, he said that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he will deliver us out of them all. So we know that, you know, we are, hallelujah, we are going to be afflicted. You know, we got to have afflictions, but our afflictions is not going to have us. Amen. Praise God, because he said, and I just so many other words of God, the blessings of God, when he said, amen, he never seen the righteous forsaken or his seeds big and bread. Amen. And so our seeds are blessed through us, through our faith, through us, because we are interceding for our children. Amen. And it don't always look good, you know. But it's going to work together for the good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God. And so we have to just keep trusting God, keep believing that it's going to work out in God's timing. Amen. That God is going to draw them. Amen. They're looking at our lifestyle. They're looking at what we're doing. They're seeing that we trust God. We believe God. We're dependent on God. And we do. And I have to say this. Even as a child, I was raised up in a home where my father was a pastor and my mom was an evangelist. And I seen the things that God did, you know, because of prayer. I had a praying mama and a praying daddy, you know, and I seen how God just worked. Amen. And I thank God that he allowed me that, you know, because so many people have to grow into that. But I seen that, you know, I seen that for myself. It wasn't always easy, and it didn't always come in. They prayed, but I seen the manifestations of God, and I seen how God did that in my life. And so I have my testimony on Monday, amen, was, and since we're talking about our children this morning, amen, I've seen how God has begun to transform my daughter. My daughter, my last daughter, was seen like one where my son was a hard one, but he left home early, you know, and he decided he wanted to do what he wanted to do. But he was also determined that he wasn't going to come back and be a problem to me. And I thank God, I mean, that when he finally did decide to go and just, you know, go ahead on and live his life as an adult, you know, I haven't had any problems as far as him bringing me problems. Amen. But I'm still praying for his salvation, you know, because he still have not surrendered. But I know what God is going to do with him, because I know what he's been invested in him. Because he's dead. My dad was a pastor, and he took my son under his wing, and he ministered to him. He ministered to him before he left this earth. And so I know that what my dad installed in my son, I know that it's there. That it's there. And so we have to know that we're planting seeds. And hallelujah, he said one planted, then one watered, and then God gives the increase. You know,
increase.
And so we know that God is increasing the population in life. We know that God, that our children is blessed, amen, that they're under the ark of safety. And I believe that every day when I pray over my grandchildren, you know, I pray for my children, and we pray for our children. But like us, amen, and I'm gonna let this man go because I'm bubbling this morning, y'all. Like us, you know, our parents prayed for us. Somebody prayed for us. And we wasn't in the place that we
come on.
You know, but because of the prayers of the righteous availing much, amen, that we're in these places now, where now we can be the righteous that's praying. Our prayers is availing much.
It.
Amen. And so I'm excited about that. And I hear my daughter gave me a testimony, gave my oldest daughter and I a testimony
on yesterday that I know me and my oldest daughter was praying to hear, but, you know, a lot of times we have to just let God do it. You know, we can't force our children to do the things that we want them to do, but we have to allow God to touch their hearts and their minds and let Him manifest, let Him be God in the life. And so I just thank God for that, because she gave a testimony. She said, Ma, and what she was saying, she said, y'all, she said, right, she said, I know that now, because this is her first apartment, this is her first time really truly being on her own. And she said, and I know I got friends that are going to start flocking to me, because now they figure like, oh, I got my apartment and they can come and hang out and stuff like that. She said, but not so. She said, not so. She said, because you know what? She said, no. She said, I know that, you know, this is God that blessed me with this apartment, and He blessed me with it for me and my son. She said, and I'm not going to have people just thinking that they can just come and hang out at my house. She says, not so. She
That's
said, because I know that it'll start out being, I'm just going to be here just for a day or whatever, and then it'll be hard to get rid of them. She said, so, and my daughter is, and I thank God for this because it's a blessing. My daughter is a loner. She's a person that likes to be secluded to herself. You know, she don't hang around a lot of people, you know, because God let her experience how hell trying to hang around and be with the in crowd, how she got hurt so bad through that, you know, because of these people that she was hanging out with, and then they turned on her and they just, you know, scandalized her name. They talked about her. They wanted to fight her and everything. And so from that, you know, she learned not to hang out with a lot of girls, you know, and stuff. And, you know, and as far as the guys, you know, she's like, I ain't got time for that either, because I ain't going to take care of nobody. So I just thank God, you know, for how He has, you know, opened up her eyes to see, and then we're going to continue to, you know, see that she can stay in the thing, you know, that she's going to go ahead on and allow God to be God in her life and just, you know, just do the things of God so she can continue to flow in the blessings of God. You know, and I just thank God for that. And that's the testimony this morning, that God is opening up her eyes and our children's eyes. And He's letting
thank
our children
Lord.
Know that, you know, because we are praying for them, you know, He's manifesting for them. And
yes,
so, and to God be the
yes.
glory for that. So I thank God and I praise God for that this morning. You know, I thank God for the prayers. Amen. For Sister Brooks, amen. Your son, amen. For the beauty. You know, your daughter, man, God is just moving. He's doing great and mighty things in the lives of our children because, you know, we are interceding for them. We're praying for them. Amen. And God is revealing Himself to them and letting them know that He's in control of their lives and of their situations. Amen. So God bless you. God bless you, Sister Rhonda. Amen. And
God bless
once
you
again,
too.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to release the Bible back to you. Amen. Be blessed. Everyone under the sound of my voice, God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Amen. Thank God for that wonderful testimony regarding Evangelist Howard's daughter. I just wanted to say, before I give someone else a chance, on yesterday morning, I had went on Facebook. And, like, the very first thing I seen on there, it was my daughter. She made a post. And I was just so ecstatic, and I was just thankful to God because, like Evangelist said, our prayers are coming into manifestation if we pray for the salvation of our children. And it's coming to light already. My daughter, she used to post a lot of things that I didn't agree with, and I would always post, like, you know, and let her know, like, no, that's not a good post or things like that. But I know that she's, in, you know, pretty much an adult, and she can post whatever she wants to on her page, basically. And I'm just thankful to God that she didn't take me off her page because, you know, a lot of children block their parents from their page so that they won't be able to get on there and see what they're doing. So today morning, she put up a post, and it was just like two little sentences. Well, one sentence, it said, if you think that you are going to make it through this life without prayer, she said, if you think that you're going to make it through this life without prayer, and she put up her little praying sign, you know, her little lifting up her hands and her hands towards God, like giving him praise. Like, you're sadly mistaken if you're going to think you're going to go through this life without prayer. So I'm just thinking and praising God that she is going to God in prayer. And last week I seen her put a post up. Someone else had posted something about prayer, and she said, I just prayed that this morning too. She had just prayed the same thing that someone else prayed that morning. So I'm just thankful to God that I see that she is praying to God. So my prayers are not in vain. You know, God is bringing it to pass. Our children seeing what we are doing, and they are following in the footsteps, even though we don't see that they're following in the footsteps. You know, well, he's allowing us to see it now because it's like Evangelist Howard and Sister Lalonda said, it is manifesting now. We're starting to see how God is bringing our children to that place in him. So I'm just thankful to God. And I also was thinking yesterday, and I'm thankful for the God that he brought that to my remembrance, how my mother prayed for me, you know, when I was young, doing a lot of things that didn't, you know, wasn't pleasing to God. She continued to pray for me. And I just thank and praise God for the prayers of the righteous do avail it much. You know, when my faith was not so strong, she interceded on my behalf. You know, because I was giving a testimony yesterday about saying how God healed me. And I just remember one time I went to the doctor, and the doctor was saying, like, I was going to have to take, like, three different courses of medication. And I was so down, and I'm like, oh, my God. You know, they said my spine might have been, I might have been paralyzed or something. And my mom began to pray for me, and she interceded on my behalf. And I tell you that I didn't have to take but one course of that medication that they were trying to say that I needed three medications for. And I just praise God for the prayers of the righteous, the prayers of our mothers and our parents, that they pray for us grandparents, and that they avail it much, and they are availing still today as we're praying for our children. And I just thank and praise God for that. So if there's anyone else would like to come forth and give their praise before the testimony, you could come right in. Before we close the line out, if anyone else would like to come forth in a testimony, you can come right forth at this time before we close the line out. Is there another? But amen and praise God. We thank God for all of the wonderful and beautiful testimonies that has came forth on this land today. We ask that you invite someone else to join in with us tomorrow and all of the rest of the week for our testimony services. We ask that you give our number out, our teleconference line number of 641-715-3670, or our alternate number of, well, give out both for us, please. Give out both of our numbers. We have two numbers that they can call in. If they can't reach us on one, they could come in on the other and join the line with us. Our other teleconference number is 518-333-1529. Again, our new alternate teleconference number is 518-333-1529. And you could enter the same access code of 420-123-pound. 123-pound. Thank you so much for joining in with us. We ask that you again join with us in the morning and all the rest of this week. We are on the line every Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock a.m. for our mega prayer. We also would like for you to join us every Sunday morning at Bible study, 8 o'clock a.m. for our Bible study every Sunday morning. We also would like to invite you to join us every Monday night for our Miracle Monday Night Service. Every Monday night for our Miracle Monday Night Service. I tell you, it is truly a blessing to be on the line We have two very faithful prayer intercessors that's coming forth and powerful prayer intercessors that's coming forth. I encourage you to get on the line with us for Miracle Monday Night Service at 7 o'clock p.m. every Monday night. And we would just like for you, if you have a prayer request, you can text us or you can leave your prayer request on our number at 773-609-7029. Again, give me just a second, please. Forgive me. I'm in a way where I'm going to get out of here and get on time for work. But it is 773-609-2071. If you know anyone that desires prayer or if you have a prayer request, we ask for you to leave us a prayer request. You can also leave us a prayer request on our email at messageofchrist@yahoo.com. You can also leave one on our internet line at messageofchrist.net. Again, that's messageofchrist.net. And you can also mail into our ministry at Message of Christ Church, P.O. Box 390-762, Chicago, Illinois, 60639. Again, we thank you for joining in with us. We pray that you tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock a.m. and also invite someone else to join in with us for prayer in the morning. And we pray that you have a very blessed day today. And we want to thank you all for your continued financial support. We thank you for all of your prayers for the Message of Christ Church. And we thank you again. Have a great day. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Go in peace in Jesus' name. I love you all here at the Message of Christ Church, and we all love you here. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day. Bye now.